Hello, it's Richard here, and I'm joined by our new regular reader on this part of Chatterbox, Ree Chakraborty. Welcome, Ree.
Thank you, Richard. We continue our news items with concerns of drug dealers targeting our city and the effect of the new Homelessness Act. But first, a sculpture by a world-famous artist is unveiled in the city.
It stands 20 feet high, is made of bronze, and was inspired by a child's anatomical toy. And after being exhibited around some of the world's most famous cities, Norwich is now showcasing the impressive sculpture by acclaimed artist Damien Hirst. Him, which shows the human form, weighs 6 tons and is valued at £2 million, and will take pride of place on St George's Street next to Norwich University of the Arts until July the 15th. The delicate 6-hour operation of installing the sculpture attracted a crowd of shoppers, city workers and art students.
A High Court wrangle over Norwich's historic livestock market could hamper businessman Graham Dacre's ambitions to redevelop the site. In 2016, Norwich City Council agreed to surrender its lease of the Hall Road site to landowner and Christian philanthropist Mr Dacre. But Norwich Livestock Market Limited claimed the move breached an Act of Parliament, which requires City Council to provide land for a livestock market. It took the council to court and sought an order to quash the £800,000 deal. At a High Court hearing, Deputy Judge Michael Kent disagreed with claims that the deal breached the 1984 Norwich City Council Act, but he ruled that negotiations around the deal did not comply with provisions in the Act. "It is certainly not what, in my view, the 1984 Act requires," he said. In regard to provisions for the lease's surrender, he said they were negotiated in good faith with the intention of safeguarding the future of the cattle market. Deputy Judge Kent has now ordered that the council and market company will have to try and reach an agreement regarding the market. While Mr Dacre purchased the 19-acre Hall Road site from the council in 2010, he leased it back to them for use as a market. The council's cabinet then agreed to terminate the lease with Mr Dacre on July the 13th, 2016. Mr Dacre said he acquired the site with the intention of redeveloping the land, but would still provide a site for the cattle market. "Clearly, we need to be aware of the court judgment and to understand the implications of that," he said.
Coleman's mustard production will begin to leave its Norfolk factory within 6 months as part of a phased transfer of production by the owner, Unilever. The Consumer Goods Group revealed the process would begin this autumn and be completed by the end of 2019, as it announced the end of the first phase of consultation with Norwich workers. It means that 113 jobs in Norwich are at risk of redundancy, with 40 roles transferring to Burton and 25 jobs expected to be created at a new milling facility in the Norwich area. John Strachan, Vice President of Supply Chain at Unilever UK and Ireland, said the company would offer a comprehensive package of support to employees. He said, "The proposals we are now moving forward with represent the best long-term solution for Coleman's production in the UK, whilst preserving the historic link with Norwich."
The team of hospitality students and staff at City College Norwich's debut restaurant are celebrating a glowing review of their food and service, which has seen the restaurant receive a highly commended AA College Rosette. The college's debut restaurant, which is located on the Ipswich Road campus, trains the next generation of chefs and front-of-house staff by giving students experience of working in a fine dining restaurant, which is open to the public. It has regular chef takeover events, so students can work alongside some of the best in the industry. In her report, the AA inspector said, "The dishes were well executed and thoroughly enjoyed and would not be out of place in a fully-fledged restaurant." Hospitality supervision student Ryan Gotts, age 19, from Norwich, said, "We're not just a training restaurant, we're a real restaurant serving real food to real customers."
Drugs, cash and a machete have been seized as police made 11 arrests during a week of action against county line drug networks in Norwich and Great Yarmouth. From March the 19th, 9 warrants were executed, coordinated by the Eastern Region Special Operations Unit, with officers from Norfolk Police, the Regional Disruption Team, the National Crime Agency and other partner agencies. In Norwich, officers attended a property on Grove Road on March the 21st and seized a quantity of what is believed to be a Class A drug, a mobile phone and cash. Two people, a 49-year-old man from Norwich and a 17-year-old boy from Leicester, were arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of a Class A drug. A further five people were arrested when officers issued a warrant at an address in Lefroy Road, Norwich.
Professor Roy Davis, OBE, a former Dean of Biology at UEA and Deputy Director of the John Innes Institute, has died, aged 85. During his quarter of a century at UEA, Professor Davis was Dean of Biology for 8 years and a key player in discussions on the sitting of a new hospital alongside the John Innes Centre. As Deputy Director of the John Innes Institute and Acting Director for 2 years, he was pivotal in the creation of a new conference centre, which is now used widely by the local community as well as scientists. Professor Davis lectured in North, South and Central America, as well as India, Iran, Turkey and Europe. In Brazil, he gave research advice and lectured on behalf of the Royal Society, while in Bulgaria, he led a group of industrialists on behalf of the government. Other visits included to Ireland on behalf of the OECD, while his work in Turkey was for the British Council. Alongside his research in Norwich, Professor Davis spent 8 years editing Heredity, the Journal of the Genetic Society of Britain. He sat on numerous government committees on agriculture and the governing councils of four science research establishments. On retirement in 1984, as Professor of Applied Genetics and Head of Applied Genetics at the John Innes Centre, Roy Davis was made Professor Emeritus and an OBE. Professor Davis was born in 1932 in the schoolhouse in Glenarthen, a rural farming hamlet in Cardiganshire, where his father was headmaster. He spent the first 8 years of his life speaking and being taught in Welsh. Singing in Norfolk Millennium Voice Mail Choir and Eton Parish's choir during retirement took him back to his roots in rural West Wales. He also served as Chair of Governors at Thorpe St Andrew's School and Governor of Norwich School for many years. Donations to either school in his memory are encouraged. Professor Davis is survived by his wife Fran, 4 children and 11 grandchildren.
A hero teenager who gave first aid to a child earned her a top award from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. Fire cadet Jess Austin's quick thinking helped her situation from becoming much worse earlier this month when a toddler ran into the corner of a table. The 17-year-old leapt into action and helped administer first aid to treat the injury and prevent the child from getting more distressed. She said, "A lot of people might see that amount of blood and panic or be a bit squeamish, but once I cleaned the wound, it wasn't too bad. I haven't done something like this in real life before, but with the fire cadets, we did so much training that when it came to it, I knew what to do."
From next month, your local council will have a legal duty to offer more help to people at risk of homelessness. On April the 3rd, the Homelessness Reduction Act comes into force and puts a renewed focus on bringing down the numbers of homeless and rough sleepers, which have risen dramatically in recent years. Norwich City Council is preparing by hiring 2 new officers, updating IT systems and putting in place a plan across all departments. But some charities have warned that without proper funding, the Act will put impossible pressures on local authorities who are already struggling to tackle the problem. As part of the Act, councils will have to intervene earlier if someone is threatened with homelessness within 56 days rather than 28. Under the new Act, councils will have to give all homeless people meaningful assistance regardless of priority need. They must help all homeless applicants who are eligible for support find accommodation within 6 months, unless they are transferred to another local authority, as they have no local connection. But after relentless cuts to benefits and local authority funding, there are fears in the number of rough sleepers in Norwich will rise again this year.
The number of affordable properties in a proposed 380-home scheme in Sprowston has been cut to just 10%. United Business and Leisure Limited is seeking permission to build on two fields between Salhouse Road in Sprowston and Plumstead Road East. Broadland District Council's Planning Committee deferred the application in November last year following concerns about a link road through the site. Back then, the developer was proposing to make 17.5% of the properties affordable as part of the scheme. That figure has now been cut to 10%, despite a policy in the Joint Core Strategy stating that 33% of new homes should be made affordable.